Today we're going to talk about what I coined a decade ago, the madness of a lost society. It does feel that way, doesn't it? Like our society has lost its mind. Crow 777, welcome back.
Hey, Sean, thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming back on, man. In a minute, we're going to have you read that declination document from Agent J, because many, many people are now being pressured to take the vaccine if they want to keep their jobs or if they want to go to school. It's absolute tyranny, Crow. And I think it was E. Michael Jones who said, "Hell is the absence of logic." It seems the politicians and the powers that be have abandoned logic at this point, Crow.
Well, they're starting to do this kind of loophole trap where they're acting like they're going to recognize your religious and spiritual concerns, but be careful, because what they're asking you to do is use a spiritual declination or decline for religious grounds and then ask permission. And you need to get your mind right. Either you are a spiritual person and you do have so-called religious convictions, and if that is true, you don't ask permission. So when we do get to the declination from Agent J, you'll see the difference between begging for please let me out of this and flat out stating, look, buckos, I'm the administrator of me.
Yeah, and let me do a screen share because things are heating up. I don't know if you've seen this. This is New York Mayor de Blasio. If you want to participate in society, you're going to have to get vaccinated. This is absolutely beyond the pale, Crow. Listen to this, and then you can read that declination, because people in New York City are going to need it.
So today I announce a new approach, which we're calling the Key to NYC Pass. The Key to New York City. When you hear those words, I want you to imagine the notion that because someone's vaccinated, they can do all the amazing things that are available in this city. This is a miraculous place, literally full of wonders. And if you're vaccinated, all that's going to open up to you. You'll have the key. You can open the door. But if you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things. That's the point we're trying to get across. It's time for people to see vaccination as literally necessary to living a good and full and healthy life.
I'm going to pause it there. The Key to New York City Pass. Now, how blasphemous is that? He uses the word miraculous and full of wonders. These people have sold their souls to Satan, in my view. I just can't believe that this is where we are in 2021.
Well, this whole thing is being run by what I call the inverse brethren. They're dark. They do not have the concerns of living men and women. And whatever the hell this guy's name is, the mayor, he's out of his freaking mind. Show me the law. If you're going to do a thing that requires people to do something in this country, there's a thing called legislature that makes a law. Show me the law. You can't do it. This is bluff. This is doubling down on a double down on a double down. These inverse brethren are probably the most skillful all or nothing betters that the world has ever known, because almost every time it seems like they walk away scot-free. But the time that they don't walk away scot-free is going to cost huge. And this is one of those times. Either you're going to be a sheep and say, oh, I better do what I'm told. I need a key to the city that I already possess in the first place. Or you're going to stand your position. I've got three emails today. People have been following Crow 777 radio that said 40% of their staff stood up and said no, and the entire place just backed right off it. What's going on here is a double down on a double down on a double down, and it's bullying and it's bluff. You can't show me law, which means anyone who has to waste their life to take this to court is going to knock you off your pedestal. But you see, this is a numbers game. Since we know that a lot of people are followers, they'll probably line up. Since we know a lot of people are being scared, thinking, I've got to pay my rent, so I need my job, they're just going to buckle. And that's unfortunate, because that is a society that has fallen into the purview of children. It's very easy to scare a child in a dark room, not so easy to scare an adult. And you can see where we kind of are right now, but this is bluff, bluster, and bullying.
100%. Color of law in its absolute tyranny. Now, there's a quarterback in the NFL named Kirk Cousins who's taking heat because he hasn't confessed to taking the vaccine. The fact that he won't talk about whether he's taken it or not, suggests he hasn't taken it. And all of the mainstream media is attacking this guy as putting his team at risk. Even the coach is saying, we might have to forfeit games if Kirk gets COVID and goes on COVID protocol because he didn't take the vaccine.
Well, let's,
they're all pushing it, and none of them will talk about the VAERS reporting data, the deaths, the risks, the fact that this thing isn't fully approved. It's insanity.
Let's take this apart, and we'll use the rules that they provide. All of my life, I was told if you ever got the flu, once you were by it, you could never get that strain of flu again. All of my life, I was told if you got this flu vaccine, you would be for the rest of your life immune to the particular strain you were supposedly vaccinated. And while I don't accept the mainstream narrative, that's what we're told. So the logic in what you just said is using brainwashed children being scared in a dark room. First of all, if everyone else on the team was vaccinated, then how is he a threat to anyone? The only person he could possibly be a threat to is himself. And since he's in charge of himself, that's his decision. My point being is they've thrown, it's all just bluff, scare, and bluster. How can it be that if you vaccinated all these people that any of them are at risk for anything? And we've already seen the news showing you that people who got vaccinated recently got sick. It's this Tavistockian warping of reality where they give you a hard time, they mellow out, then they give you a harder time, then they give you a good time, then they mellow out, and they just keep doing that until the human mind shuts down. If there is a mind among us right now listening that can't figure out by the rules they're laying down, if someone is vaccinated, then they are no longer in danger of COVID. But you see, that's not what they're doing here. The goal is to get the vaccine in you. That's the goal, period. There is no other logic, rhyme, or reason to it. How can one uninoculated person be a threat to an entirely inoculated team? Think about it.
Well, that's 100% true, and they aren't telling people as they have these conversations on sports radio and ESPN that it is not a vaccine in the traditional sense. It is experimental, and it is very dangerous. It is not approved, and the VAERS data suggests it is harming many, 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 many tens of thousands more people than it could possibly be helping. But the NFL is in on it. And I want to play a soundbite in a minute from somebody named Scott Workman, who's describing a $500 trillion lawsuit. Now, the merits of the lawsuit, I think, are spot on. But whether or not the lawsuit succeeds doesn't really matter, because the reason I want to play the soundbite is because he articulates who this monolithic enemy is so brilliantly. I'll play that in a second. But for people like Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins and others in the NFL who are being forced to quit, like coaches, because they won't take the vaccine, will you read that declination document from Agent J, and then we'll tell people how to get it?
Sure. And I will also say the VAERS reporting is a big deal that Sean's been alluding to. It was created to track damage caused by vaccine. We've had at least three experts on Crow 777 radio who have said that the VAERS reporting has been purposely gone unused during all this vaccination, and that less than 1% of all injuries have been reported. So if you go look at the VAERS and look at the horrific things that are listed there, that's less than 1% of the damage done. Anyhow, Agent J, and I know it sounds cryptic, but this is a registered nurse whose livelihood was at risk. She came on crow777radio.com. We talked, she had a plan, and she had been listening to the Law series. There are many, many episodes in the Law series. From what she learned on the Law series, she made the document I'm about to read to you, which is basically three short paragraphs that hit like a ton of bricks. There must have been a holy angel on her shoulder as she wrote this. And in a moment, you'll see why. Anyone who wants a copy of this, go to crow777radio.com, use the contact form, and simply write, please send me the Agent J document. Ask and you shall receive. Here we go. The title of this document, which is summed up at the very opening and the last lines, here's the title: Statement of Declination for Offer of Influenza Vaccine Product. Two critical things going on. She identifies that this is an offer. You see what the mayor of New York did? Did that sound like an offer to you? Well, it is an offer. So he can go pound sand, but it's also a product. So there is the title that kicks this off. Here we go. Your name, a living woman, retain and reserve all of my God-given rights, including sole possession and sole use of all my biological materials, which are granted to me by my Creator. We're getting off to a start here where I don't know how anyone stands in the face of this. And this isn't even an affidavit, by the way. Second paragraph. The second paragraph is just about your employer and any state or safety codes from your area. The third paragraph, I retain the right to decline all attempts to access, influence, or otherwise alter any of my God-given biological material and or biological systems, which are unique, flawless, and original design and craftsmanship of my Creator, and of which my Creator has granted me sole possession, proprietorship, and use of. Ratcheting this up a bit, here's the final paragraph. And this one is the coup de grace. I require that any and all products offered to me by my employer or workplace be both entirely retrievable from and also removable in its entirety from my body, person, and womanhood at the conclusion of each and every work period and or work shift, and also again at the completion of my contractual obligations with my location or employment and my employer. There's a final line here before the signature. Pursuant to my above statement, I decline the offer for influenza vaccination product. This is, I don't know what to say. There was an angel on her shoulder as she wrote it, and this is not even an affidavit. When you consider what's been laid down here, you begin to recognize the spiritual mentality and the difference of begging someone to please give a religious exemption or flat out doing what this says and says, this is between me and the Creator and I'm not asking permission. Not only was she threatened with a contract that had already been agreed upon, they'd already signed it, it was already in force, they threatened her that if she wasn't vaccinated in a week, that they'd fire her. Well, that's breach of contract. She commiserated, came on the show, reviewed all the stuff we did, and she created this. And when she gave it to them, they backed off instantly. They renewed her contract with a raise, and never again was she asked to do anything she didn't want to do. And just to catch everyone up, Agent J, actually, I'll tell you, Rose just sent this to me. These are the episodes with Agent J. The Agent J episodes on Crow777Radio.com are 275. That was the first one. We caught up again on 281. And just a week ago, we published 337. There are other ones we can give you. Agent J, to catch you up and give it back to Sean, had an epiphany of conscience because she was actually moved to an inoculation center in Southern California, and she walked away. She left her country of origin, and she left her job as a registered nurse. But you can catch all that in the episode. So there it is, Sean.
Thanks, Crow. Let me ask you a question. Why in that document does she refer to it as an influenza vaccination product as opposed to an mRNA experimental biological vaccination product? And can people change that language if they feel it's justified?
Perfect. Perfect. So you're doing what everyone needs to do. You don't go in this with some document someone handed you and think you've been given the magic bullet. You read it, you understand it, and as Sean just pointed out, you could just call it a vaccination product, but Sean wants to get specific. That could be his title instead of influenza vaccine product. Part of the problem when you're trying to do legal type documents is that is the thing you have to get right. This is just a statement telling her employment, back off, Jack. This is between me and my Creator, and I ain't having none of it. If you wanted to take this document and turn it into an affidavit and submit it, if it goes unrebutted, that becomes gospel in any court of law. There's a number of ways you could do it. We have all the legal episodes on Crow777Radio.com. You must remember that I was here last time with Alphonse Fagiolo, kind of a hero in his own time. For the number of people, there are people around with communities on Telegram and other places where you show up and the community will help you get where you're going. And they do for every single state, by the way.
Yeah, that was a great interview. I really enjoyed hearing from Alphonse. Lots of great information in that one. I should get him on again. Maybe the two of you would be willing to come back again in the near future. But, Crow, I want to share a soundbite from the interview that I posted just previous to this one with you, and it featured Clay Clark. Now, remember I said I was going to play that soundbite from Scott Workman? Well, that encompasses the big picture, but I think Clay hits the nail on the head as it relates to the spirit of delusion and the spirit of the Antichrist that we're now facing. Listen to this.
The logo of Google, they changed their logo. Their Chrome logo is now 666. The misinformation of Google is now 666. So Corona is 666. Bill Gates has a patent, 666. John warned us about the number 666. HR 666. Congress is working on HR 6666. The Google Chrome logo is 666. The Build Back Better slogan is 666. Perhaps there's something with that number.
Crow, were you able to hear that?
Yeah. Yep.
Feel free to comment, or I could go ahead and play the Scott Workman bite.
Very few people understand that all this stuff that goes on in the world is being derived from people who understand something about the sky clock. Very few people understand that the sky clock is encoded all over your Bible. Some things have been mistranslated out of the Hebrew to hide the fact. Some things are right there in your face, like in the book of Job, where he says the pleasant fluence of, could you unloose the pleasant attributes of the Pleiades, or unloose the bands of the belt of Orion? It's all over the place. What these guys are doing is playing an evil game, and they use their little scary numbers and the calendar matters and the geography they're using for each of their little events and the kind of haunted texture of that place because other things that have happened there. It's dark. It's all very dark, and it's unhelpful. And I call this gang of black thieves, I call them the inversive brethren. They're not doing what is in the interests of living men and women, and they're going to have their day, and they're going to crumble to the ground, because the creation is the creation. And in the same way I know there's no magical red button that's going to end this creation, what this is doing is no different. The difference here is there may be a lot of people who are not around if they don't make good decisions and refuse the offers. Everything is an offer. Once you get the spiritual mind you need to have, and you have committed to your soul that everything is an offer, then you understand, I either accept the offer or I don't accept the offer. If you want to go a little further, you've got to learn how to turn down an offer in the correct way. But these scary numbers, I'm unaffected. I know what they're doing. I'm not afraid because someone put 666 in their logo. That's their burden to carry, not mine. But yeah, they play a numbers game, they play a geography game, they play a calendar game. It's all wrapped up in kind of dark arts. And then it misuses the sky clock granted us by the Creator to do things that are unhelpful.
The sky clock. Let's circle back to that in a minute. You can flush out what that means for people or how they can learn more. But let me just share this with Kirk Cousins and anybody else who might be concerned about taking the mRNA experimental biological vaccination product. According to the most recent European database of suspected adverse drug reaction reports, 17,503 people have died as a result of taking that vaccination product in the EU, 1,440 people dead in the UK, over 11,000 people dead in the United States. And by any other word, Crow, this is a vast and dark satanic conspiracy, because there is no other explanation for the fact that the mainstream media is not only silent about those facts I just shared, they're complicit in telling the American people and people around the world that this vaccination product is both safe and effective. That's all those data.
The numbers that you just stated, if that was from VAERS, that is less than 1% that has been reported. Agent J and other who worked in vaccination places reported what they saw, and they said never once did they see the VAERS reporting be used. It's what we level-headed people will call evil. And I'm not talking about people who just like to call everything evil. This is really the kind of definition of dark. It seems like it wants to make sure there's less of us, and it seems like it wants to shorten lifespans. It seems like a lot of things, But the one thing we don't have to wonder whether it seems or not is, do we need to do this? I'm not sick. Are you sick, Sean?
No, sir. I'm healthy as a horse. This is a good time for a break. Inflation.
Hundreds of multinational CEOs switch seats. You get why now? Sean just said it. Why is the media complicit? Well, because all the CEOs are playing in the same gang. So they own all the big services. How can they sit there and talk about New York City with all these establishments of public accommodation, which means everybody has to be treated equally under the law, and acting like you need some key that you already had in the first place? It's simple. It's convincing you that you don't have the rights you have, that you can't make decisions for yourself, and that corporations can. And the last part of this, which is crazy as all get out, is how many times have you seen clips where the police are called because someone won't be allowed into a store without a mask, and the police busts the person who refuses the mask? That's how backwards this has gotten. But the truth is, show me the law. Those police are supposed to be enforcing laws, but even that has been taken over by the corporatocracy. What's actually going on here is you're being buffaloed. Why hasn't the legislature of the United States or any given state passed laws saying you got to do this? You know why? Because it's against universal rights. That simple. And anyone who challenged it would immediately be struck down. And I don't know if you folks have heard, I have not had time to vet this. I think it's Alberta, Canada, supposedly, and I haven't vetted this out, someone took it to the highest court of that land and they could not prove that Corona existed, and all mandates of every kind were just removed overnight. I got to take time to look that up, but people with an interest, I think it's Alberta, Canada.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Crow. That was Patrick King. In an interview between Stu Peters and Patrick King, who lives in Alberta, King explains that he was issued a $1,200 fine for not wearing a mask or whatever it was, and he took these people on, and he subpoenaed them to provide proof of COVID, proof that there is a virus called COVID, an isolated strain, and the Ministry of Health couldn't provide that proof. And they admitted they have no material evidence that they could produce proving that such a virus exists at all. Crow, the whole thing is a fraud.
Which means they lie and they fake. And what we know, because nature and our spiritual concerns prove it, is anything that's going to stand the test of time needs what? A true foundation. What none of this has is a true foundation. So it will not stand the test of time. Now, could we all spend way too many years dealing with this? Could we lose a lot of our neighbors and family that we, yeah, that can happen. But if he did it, how many people are listening to this show? Anyone out there want to step up? You see where this goes. Sean steps up every day. I step up every day. We all do what we're good at. I'm guessing someone out there could do this. The more times it gets replicated, the closer we come, because a lie cannot be protected forever. The truth needs no protection, but we're not looking at the truth here, are we?
No, we're not. And as educated people know, fraud invalidates everything. That's true with this recent election, and it's true with the fraud being perpetrated on the American people and people around the world right now based on this vaccine lie, this COVID lie. All right, I want to bridge over to this soundbite from Scott Workman. Now, this is brand new on my radar. Here's the description. This might be right in your wheelhouse, Crow, but let's listen to it. Let's listen to him define the conspiracy before either of us make any further comments. The video is described as this: 2021, Friends of the Original Constitution is the interim constitutional government. Scott Workman is the non-lawyer representative of We the People in our $500 trillion lawsuit. He's the organizer of and the delegate judge and general counsel chairman for the Constitutional Convention and Court, which purpose is to prosecute the defendants in our lawsuit and to restore the constitutional government. All right, let me play this soundbite because I think he does an excellent job telling us exactly who the Inversive Brethren is. Listen to this.
Hello, my name is Scott Workman. I am the founder of Friends of the Original Constitution. We are suing the federal government and over 140 monopolists for $500 trillion.
What?
To take back what they have stolen from us.
Good.
and additionally for bribery, treason, fraud, murder, corruption, collusion, conspiracy, pedophilia, sex trafficking, slavery, and kidnapping, for conspiring with the American Medical Association, the CDC, and Big Pharma, in extortion, exploitation, and disease racketeering schemes. They've destroyed our health, our freedoms, our liberty, and have stolen our constitutional government. Today, we are exposing the federal government as a fraudulent government that supplanted our constitutional government with a foreign corporation that is masquerading as our government. The top leadership in the federal government are criminals that are conspiring with monopolists in their genocidal plans to overthrow the freedom of all lands, nations, and countries. Friends of the Original Constitution is organizing a constitutional convention and court to prosecute the following: all leadership in the federal government, the American Medical Association, the CDC, all pharmaceutical companies, all vaccine companies, big chemical companies, all leadership of Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, and MSNBC, the 5G networks, the World Health Organization, Bill Gates, George Soros, Bill and Hillary Clinton, the Rockefeller Empire, Anthony Fauci, Big Oil, the Federal Reserve Bank, and many more. You can find the full list of defendants on our complaint and lawsuit. We the people, united in majority, hold all authority and jurisdiction in this country, and we hereby revoke our consent, revoke our signatures on all contracts, rescind any authority given, and revoke the jurisdiction of the Federal Corporation Fraudulent Crime Organization masquerading as our government.
I'll pause it right there, and I will let you make the first comment, Crow.
Well, we've been, Jason and I have been talking about this for years and years, and this is why people get so upset when I go out. And if you pay attention to what he just said, what does that tell you about being a Democrat or a Republican?
Does not matter.
He just told you the foundation of our government is a fraud, and it is. Is he told you it was a corporation? Provably it is. What he's doing, man, you got Huevos Rancheros. I mean, is there any massive organization in the world he didn't just name?
Right.
So he's not lying, and he's not cowering down, and in the same way the Agent J document ain't asking permission, telling you how it is, bucko. He's doing the same thing. The question becomes, how many of us will be there standing tall? That really is the entire question. Two emails today, actually three, but two, where they'd been following our podcast, and over 40% of the staff refused the shot, and they completely revamped their supposed mandate for employment. This is about whether you're going to be a scared child in a dark room or whether you're going to stand the hell up for what is correct. Because if you could sit here and watch other people be marginalized, you're not doing the right thing. And men like this, he just told you the truth. Maybe not exactly as I've described it, but it doesn't matter. He's doing something about it. But you need to figure out logically, if everything that man just said is true, which it is, what does that tell you about all the systems we root for or participate in? Part of what he said, so critically important. I did this 4 years ago. I went outside, I prayed, and I rescinded every contract I'd ever entered into, saying that I didn't understand what I was doing. So there could not have been a meeting of the minds, and that revoked everything I'd ever done. And that included religious institutions too. I realized all at once that where we're living is a fraud right now, and I will not be party to it.
Amen. Very well said. I think the reason I wanted to play that clip is, well, obvious, but because I think he does a very great job explaining what this massive conspiracy is and who is in on it. You call these people the Inversive Brethren. It is a vast, interconnected, well-organized, demonic group of people and corporations that are carrying this out.
That he's naming, presumably, the living man, well, the human beings running these corporations. What I call the inverse brethren is a dark influence above that.
Well, thanks for the clarification. The bottom line is this. This is now, everybody is faced with this choice, whether you want to be a slave or a free man or a free woman. That's the choice. Like Mike Adams over at Natural News has been calling this vaccine choice an IQ test. And I think it's true, but the problem is it's even more than an IQ test because there are people that are very, very smart, intelligent people who are so hopelessly deluded that they will not take the time to examine what's in this vaccine. What is it that they're taking? What is it that they're allowing to be shot into their bloodstream, thereby contaminating the sanctity of human blood and altering them, quite possibly, into some sort of transhuman because of the research we're finding of what may be in these shots? It's all so devilish. And you mentioned the sky clock. I think the reason people, many people, are so hopelessly deluded, Crow, is because they don't understand the true nature of creation. They've lied to us about the Big Bang. They've lied to us about the true nature of what this thing is that we live on. They don't want us to know that it had a creator, a divine spark. You are the result of a divine spark. They don't want people to know any of that, which is why they sell school children the lie of the Big Bang. You mentioned the sky clock. Do you want to flesh that out and tell people how they can learn more about what I've just explained, the true nature of creation?
Sure, but what I'm about to say, don't accept it. Challenge it. Rip a hole in it if you can. And I'm not kidding. Don't just accept it. But what I'm going to lay down is beyond reproach. I'm not very concerned anyone could rip a hole in there. As a matter of fact, I bet quite a bit that they can't. When you came to be, which was at the zygote, you were granted the divine spark of life. And you're granted another thing, free will.
That's true.
Two of the things that are under attack during all this nonsense.
Yep. I agree with that.
What's happened is even the words in your Bible have been translated out of Hebrew and other things, and they've hidden the truth. The creation, if you accept there is a creation, is everything you can see, and that includes the sky. The sky is the arbiter of time and all things here. And I'm going to give you a logic way to challenge it. How can it be that you and I have lived our lives and we've gone through summer, then fall, then froze our butts off in winter, then got up to spring where the entirety of the world exploded into life and all the animals rebirthed another generation, and then we went up to the height of summer and it was hot. How can it be that we've lived through these things and don't understand? It's because the Creator created the sky clock that all that happens. I can take it further. Every year, one of the largest living things, we are told, is the Great Barrier Reef. When the moon gets to a certain phase, I think it's November, not sure if I got the month right, the entirety of the barrier reef spawns all at once because of the sky clock. Here where I am in Rhode Island, I will go down to the beach one day and it will be the same month and the same moon phase as last year, and these ancient looking things called horseshoe crabs will come up on the beach. What caused it? The sky clock. When I go down to the beach tonight, it will be high tide. When I go back some hours later, it will be low tide, and versions of this will happen every day. What caused it? The sky clock. When we get to the spring, the tides will be just enormously high and more than they normally are. What caused it? The sky clock. Now go back to every map, damn near every map that was ever created in maybe just the 1800s is all the further you got to go back, and you'll notice each map does a thing that also proves to you what I'm telling you is correct. It puts the equator across the map in an S sine wave curve showing the sun going above and below the equator. Why would anyone on a geographical map need to track where the sun's going in accordance to the equator? But there's more. In each of the four corners will be encoded in artwork the seasons, which is the foundational, most important thing that we have lost track of, because it proves that what I just told you is true. And if you've been fooled into thinking the creation is some mountain that you've seen, but not the sun, the moon, the so-called planets, then I've got news for you. Everything you can see is the creation. And we are all dancing to the music the sky clock is playing. And that was put there by the Creator.
Friends, if you still haven't figured out why you should subscribe to
All right, so you can go subscribe if you feel that's where you want to go explore more stuff. I think his is a paid podcast where you get to pay to listen or something. I'm not sure. I've gone to it once, and but you can also go check out SGT Reports. You know what? You guys are being censored. They're being censored so bad that you have a hard time finding them that I will have them in the show notes because they put out pretty good content. Sometimes it's very dark, so I don't like to share all of it, but he is sharing all of the evil shit that's happening and the truth about that. So I appreciate your guys' work. It's hard work, but I also want to know that we can, that we serve a very, very big God. If you serve the Lord Almighty that I serve, then we are serving a big God, and that we have got to trust in Him. And yes, I am. I'm in the same situation where I'm very disappointed in our places of worship and what's been going on in some of the places of worship. So that's just my own personal opinion about those things. So somehow tie into one that where you feel like it's going to meet your values, and you are going to use the Holy Spirit to make sure that that place is going to feed your soul correctly and right information. I do have all that stuff when it comes to about your health. I'm going to be just going to let you know there are some episodes I'll be working on Chinese medicine, so that you can definitely learn a little bit more about Chinese medicine and why it's been around for years and why it works. And then what the Bible says by this book in food is medicine, and what we use is food is medicine and herbs and tonics. And what it was using back in the day. Interesting book, and I'm going to share some of that in some other episodes coming up. I don't even know what to title this one. How to write your letter? I don't know. I'll figure this out. I've done so many episodes today. I hope you're putting out lots of content that I don't get kicked off and of my platforms, and that I'm putting out, people will appreciate the hard work I'm doing. And if you do and you want to support me, all that's in the show notes. And more than anything, I could use your prayers. Thank you.